It's time for another one of our classic car chats brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And joining me on this classic car chat, actually, I'll start by saying that I've traveled over to Whittemore. Beautiful downtown Whittemore is where we are at right now. It's a beautiful spring day as we visit with Randy Raber. And we're actually in his shop where he does some of his restoration work on some of the beautiful classics that he has. And Randy, welcome to the car chat.
Hey, Al, thanks for coming over.
We were over last year and we looked at, it was a Lincoln Zephyr convertible that we did a classic car chat on. That was last summer. Well, Randy's kind of rolling out a whole new vehicle for us this season.
I have a 55 panel van that I drug back from Bisbee, Arizona, the far southeast corner of Arizona to Whittemore. And so I spent the last 3 years rebuilding it. New frame, new LS engine. It's a 55 Chevy. I maybe didn't mention that, but it's got a new Whipple supercharger from John Bond Industries in Algona, a Holley accessory drive, Holley fuel management system, etc. in it. I've done most of the body work, done all the painting, and have shaved the bottom of the vehicle. It's sort of an unusual thing in that the Series 2 vehicles, the 55 to 59 Chevy pickups, van, Suburbans, sat real low in the front fender. So I shaved 2 inches off the bottom of the front fender and tapered that back so with a low stance it can still get over a pop can. The engine, probably north of 500 horsepower, the supercharger on it. I wish it got 500 miles to the gallon, but it doesn't.
In the original, probably, I think they had the original six-cylinder Chevy engine, and probably, or else a small V8.
265 came out in 1955, the 265 V8, yes. Many of them did have that, because it was a heavy vehicle. Right now, it scales right about 4,000 pounds, so not a lot heavier than the cars in those days, because of the heavy sheet metal, but still a lot of extra sheet metal in a panel van like this.
Now, you've really done some tremendous work on this. First of all, this vehicle is, I would say, a tribute to Randy's family here over in Whittemore. Of course, I grew up in Whittemore just as Randy did, and one of the things that we remember from my younger days is Raber Building Service. They were local contractors, carpenters.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, my son did that, worked out all of the lettering on a computer program, and he and a friend, Robert Kolash, printed it all out, applied all of the lettering after I had painted and buffed things out. So it's been tremendous to be able to, you know, work with my son like that, too, and accomplish a lot. And as you know, with your son, it's always a joy to be able to work together like that. Beyond that, too, you know, just driving them, taking pride in them, whether it's cleaning it or fixing something, because they're always needy. It's just a joy to have that family time together and getting away from the boob tube or the phone screen.
You've done some beautiful things with this, by the way, and it still looks like an original 55. But going down the road, I mean, you'll say, boy, that's a 1955 or a 50s model Chevy panel van. Pretty color, a color that was somewhat typical to one they would have had back in that time period.
Yes, but actually a British racing green called Keswick is the color, and then instead of a lot of bright work, a lot of chrome, that is, chrome don't get you home, so I've done something called burnt bronze on the bumpers and the remote exterior mirrors that I added, hubcaps, a lot of different caps and grill and things like that, air intake that purchased through the hood, all in burnt bronze. Interior-wise, I did add some copper effects because the city where I got this, Bisbee, Arizona, is a popular old mining town, the copper mining town, now abandoned, but just kind of a tribute that I'm doing a lot of chrome inside. I used some copper to accentuate the interior.
There's some hardwood flooring in it as well.
Right. My dad had the building service course, and they had remnants, and in this case, some old oak flooring that I've used to build the floor. All of the fasteners are below the floor instead of coming through the floor like you typically see. And also the console that I built out of quarter sawn oak like that has some special effects in it and chargers, etc. So all of the wood parts. I try in all my vehicles to incorporate some woodwork because I really enjoy woodwork as well as bodywork, etc.
Well, it's definitely a true work of art, I think you would say. It's pretty special. It's not one you're going to find just anywhere rolling down the road.
Well, thanks, Al. Yeah, I'm proud of it and glad to have developed those skills. when people say they could never do it, it's just a piece at a time. I couldn't do it either 10 years ago, but with a little guidance and help from friends and persistence, you get there. When it's all said and done, there's certainly a lot of pride involved.
Absolutely. I know you go to some of the cruise ins and car shows with it.
Right. I already went to one of the Shriners cruises with it down to Humboldt. That was kind of one of the big maiden voyages other than around town here in Whittemore. And I went to Mason City to a downtown car show last weekend with it. So, yes, you'll see it show up on the road and at a lot of shows.
Thanks for sharing it with us. Thanks for telling us all about it. Fascinating story.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
That is a 1955 Chevy van, just remade beautiful once again to its glory, and maybe even a little better than the originals for some of the additions that we couldn't do back in 1955. Thanks again, Randy.
Have a good one, Al.
Randy Raber on this Car Chat, and this Car Chat is being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.